After touring launch pads with Russian President Vladimir Putin at a remote space base in Russia's Far East, North Korea's authoritarian leader Kim Jong-un expressed full and unconditional support for Russia's invasion of Ukraine. He indirectly lashed out at Kiev's Western allies, saying Pyongyang will always stand with Moscow on what he called the anti-imperialist front. Russia is waging a sacred fight to defend its sovereignty, security interests and justice against the hegemonists. We have always expressed full and unconditional support for the actions taken by the Russian government. And I take this opportunity to affirm that we will always stand with Russia on the anti-imperialist front, Kim says. His comments were clearly music to the ears of Russian President Putin sitting next to him. The North Korean leader earlier received a red carpet treatment when disembarking his armored, luxurious, bulletproof train at Kasan Station in the far east of Russia. Kim made the long train journey north, hoping to secure Russian expertise in weapons technology to boost North Korea's nuclear program and potentially food and other aid. In exchange, North Korea was expected to deliver many of its tens of millions of aging artillery shells and rockets based on Soviet designs that could significantly boost the Russian army in Ukraine. The Kim-Putin summit, their first meeting for 4 years, came as Russia confirmed that Ukraine launched 10 missiles and 3 unmanned boats in an attack on the home of its Black Sea Fleet in Crimea. The attack involving Western missiles reportedly caused a large fire at the Sevastopol shipyard, which left 24 people injured. A large landing ship named the Minsk and a submarine called the Rostov-on-Don, both thought to be in dry dock, are said to have been damaged. This makes it one of Ukraine's most significant attacks so far on the Black Sea Fleet. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.